broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
911, police, fire, ambulance.
Police.
What seems to be the problem?
Wait, I'll give you a couple clues.
I'm not a witch. I'm nothing you've heard.
This march is about the power to the people!
I may be dumb.
You blew it!
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. It's a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. Through the looking glass we go. This show is informative, it's funny, it's wise, it's weird, it's like, well, it goes places other talk shows just can't go. And if you want to get a little bit more background and information, you are more than welcome to visit our website, the strong right arm of the Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. When you go there, you better get a backstage pass because you can watch live streaming video and listen to live streaming audio of the show as we perform it each and every night. You can also access thousands of hours of archive material, thousands of hours of individual clips, as well as video, as well as a news feed, as well as email. It's all there at philhendryshow.com. And a pleasant good evening to you guys. It was windy and it was cold here in Southern California, and that was a pleasant change of pace from last week where we had 120 degrees, it was 115 degrees downtown, downtown Los Angeles. Nuts. We've got David G. Hall. He'll be joining us here in just a moment on a story of interest, I think public interest, and it just keeps right on given. You know, they say that good news stories are like Christmas or like a wealthy uncle. They just keep right on giving. According, and this is out of Florida, according to the Broward County Sheriff's Office Call Center, what did I just hear there? Okay. Well, that's Joe. Oh, that's Jimmy. The Broward County Sheriff's Office Call Center, nearly half the 911 calls they receive are for non-emergencies, including calls over fast food complaints, plumbing issues, requests for escorts to concerts, and just about every other absurd scenario that you could possibly think of. My toilet's overflowing. What do I do? That's my personal favorite, Sheriff Al Lamberti said. The fast food offenses are usually the most common and often the most annoying because people think it's an emergency worthy of 911. Here's a couple of examples. This is one of three calls to 911 by Latresa Goodman. And this young lady was reporting not getting her chicken McNuggets in Fort Pierce, Florida, at their McDonald's there.
911, police, fire, ambulance.
Police.
What seems to be the problem?
I called a couple of minutes ago for police.
Okay, what's going on?
Oh, I'm to McDonald's, and I ordered a 10-piece chicken nugget and a small fry, and she took my money and gave me the change back, and then she came back to the counter and said that they'd have to have the chicken nuggets when I like anything else. I told her, yes, give me my spice, they ain't give me a McDouble, and just give me a different part of it. And she told me that she can't do that because I want anything else on the menu. I told her, no, you don't have my chicken nuggets. I want a McDouble and a small fry now. And she told me I will have to pick something else off the menu that equals to what I paid because she can't do that. And so I told her, just give me all my money back. I don't want anything. She told me she's not going to give me my money back. She can't give me my money back either. And so she's trying to force me to eat something off the menu that I don't want.
You know, I'm hearing that. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Hearing that again, that would piss me off, too. If I want to get all of my money back and they're telling me, no, you may not. You have to buy something other than what you ordered because we're out of the thing you ordered. Ain't that like defrauding a customer? Well, maybe it isn't. Anyway, here's another call. Silly calls aren't just happening in Florida. Here is a town called Aloha, Oregon. And this is Rabin Roaf Osman calling 911 to report he didn't get his orange juice from McDonald's. This isn't just a problem with 911. It's a problem with McDonald's.
911, do you need fire, medical, or police?
What are people doing?
Yeah, just police.
And what's the problem?
We're out here at McDonald's.
Which McDonald's?
The one on TV Highway.
Okay, and where on TV Highway?
It's on 198 in TV Highway.
So you're in Aloha then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the problem there?
Just the lady, we ordered some food and we went home that our order wasn't in there. And my little brother is crying for his oranges and stuff. And we came back with the receipt and everything. Hey, can we have our order? We paid for it. And she was like, oh, no, I can't do anything about it. And she was laughing at my brother-in-law because he ordered the food and he couldn't speak English right. And she's not even showing up in the window now. She said, she told us that she was going to call the cops and nobody has showed up, and that's why I called. And she was being rude. And, you know, we wasted gas. My dad came and everybody.
I want somebody here. Let my dad say what.
My dad wants a cop over here, so.
I don't want to make a problem here. I don't put the money, you know.
Okay.
David, you heard those call. What do you think?
It does, I think, show that there is a fundamental misunderstanding on the part of, not only just a fundamental misunderstanding, I mean, there is a serious intelligence lack when it comes to 911, Phil. And the other, you mentioned something about how there might have been legitimacy.
When he said that she won't give me my money back, she's making me... You know, pay for something, isn't that defrauding? Or
no, it's none of the. You don't call 911 if you have an issue with money not being returned to you as a result of the purchase of something at a fast food stand. And of course, this complicates the fast pass that we've talked about with other business people and with other members of the community in terms of management and business ownership and people who are in real need of police service.
Now, you mentioned this fast pass is the ability for people in management, in ownership, or those who manage large sums of money to be able to use 911 for reasons other than what the rest of us can?
Well, no, but I don't want anybody to think they're going to get some preferential treatment. If there's an emergency having to do with life and death, then the police and fire respond to that first. But the fast pass was something proposed in, I think it was in New York, and it's been embraced by a lot of us in business here in California and elsewhere. If you have a legitimate concern about making an airplane or making an appointment, if there is a business concern that involves a great many employees, for instance, large sums of money, you know, these wealth management companies, someone that owns a large company, that kind of thing, and you are not getting a response from whatever entity is you're dealing with, you could call 911.
So would that apply, for instance, to you or to me?
It would apply to me. It wouldn't apply to you because you are a talk show host. You know, there's not a compelling need for you to get wherever you're going.
But I'm a business owner.
You're a business owner of a small business. I'm talking about a large business. I would, and only because, and it's not because, you know, they like me better than you, Phil, I would be able to call 911 because I'm in management and I handle a large group of people.
So this sort of fast pass 911 calling would be allowed for what kinds of calls? Give me an example.
Well, it would be allowed for what that man was calling. I think one of the people said that their lunch or their breakfast was cold. I was in a fast food, and I won't mention any names, but I was in a fast food restaurant not too long ago. The food was cold. It was ice cold when it got to me. I called 911, and I was chastised for calling 911, but I said to the officer when he responded, I said, you got to understand something. He said to me, why didn't you just complain to the people in the restaurant? I said, it's a kid behind the counter. So 911 is a life and death situation.
So you complained about getting your breakfast cold, and you want to be able to call 911.
We would like to have that option. We would like to have that option. Not this group of people you're listening to. They are not, and again, I'm not trying to sound elite, Phil. This has got nothing to do with prejudice. It has nothing to do with race. Those people that you heard are not going anywhere that is going to make, it would appear, they're not going anywhere that's going to make that much of a difference in the lives of a lot of people. But if I'm late for a meeting or if I'm late for some kind of a confab having to do with all of these employees and a lot of money, because McDonald's gave me an ice-cold sausage McMuffin, ice-cold, then That's when we want to be able to call 911.
What is a cop going to do for you, though, that the restaurant can't do?
That's what I mean. If you've got a kid behind the counter, when you say, I'm not going to eat this, this is going to take the kid, I don't know how much time, to go and straighten this out. When you could get a police officer there, the sight of a police officer obviously is going to motivate the restaurant.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. So you're basically saying that while these phone calls are ridiculous, and they sound ridiculous to all of us, they would not be ridiculous were they made by individuals who have pressing business.
Well, no. If I called 911 and I said that they have somehow ruined my order at McDonald's, they've ruined it. I was on my way to a business meeting, or I was on my way to catch an aircraft. More to the point, I'm on my way to catch an aircraft. I'm on my way to catch a flight somewhere, and I have not had anything to eat, and they have delivered to me a meal that I didn't ask for. They've ruined my breakfast. Yes, I want the right to be able to call 911 and get a police officer there to take that report, because the restaurant is going to treat me in a probably dismissive manner unless I get a cop there. And the cop is going to motivate the restaurant. Now, the reason why we do not want this for the average people, like this group of people you're playing, they don't need it. They don't need a police response to them not getting an Egg McNugget or whatever they're called. I do need a police response. They don't.
You need a police response to get to your airplane or...
To get to my flight, yes.
To get to your flight on time or get to a meeting. They don't need a police response because all it is...
There's nobody relying on them to have a good breakfast in them before they sit down and address a meeting of some 200 to 300 people on fiscal projections, on the amounts of money that have been made, on what kind of a sales projection we have, what kind of a program we have. If I don't have breakfast in me, that's a disaster waiting to happen. If they don't have breakfast, they can go down to Jack in the Box or wherever and get it. So, yeah.
So what we are talking about, and maybe this is as the result of this, is it isn't so much that the phone calls to 911 are inappropriate, but there has to be some kind of a provision made for people who need to make phone calls to 911 about McDonald's.
Well, I didn't say McDonald's, Phil.
Well, that's what you're saying.
No, I'm not. I am saying there needs to be a provision made for people such as myself and other men in business who are not getting good service at some hamburger stand. And no, I don't want to talk to the kid manager. I want a cop. And I would like to have that. I think the rest of 911 works fine the way it is.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with David G. Hall, our Vice President of Syndication. You know, these 911 calls in Broward County, a lot of them, and they say nearly half of them, have to do with ridiculous things like their toilet's broken or they didn't get their Egg McMuffin or something. What Mr. Hall's talking about is there are calls to 911 having to do with a cold meal or a busted toilet that would require a police response, and that would be a call from a gentleman like him who has serious business to attend. 877-876-PHIL. Do we need two different kinds of 911s? One for rank-and-file people reporting emergencies, and one for individuals who do need to get somewhere because there's a lot of money involved, a lot of employees involved, a lot of business involved. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and I'm speaking with David G. Hall, who's the Vice President of Syndication for our company. And we're talking about these 911 calls that you've heard about, I've heard about, we've all heard about, people calling 911 because their chicken McNuggets didn't get there, their orange juice is cold, or you know, their orange juice should be cold.
Like their coffee is cold or something.
Yeah, coffee is cold, or their breakfast. And these are ridiculous calls. But, David, you're mentioning that you have a need, you and other people like you, business owners, people who are in management, people who employ a lot of people, people who are, can you, what about police officers?
Police officers on their way to work?
Yeah.
No, the police officers would not be included in that because a police officer has the power and the ability to make the situation, can correct the situation right there. So he doesn't need to call 911. He is 911. The only other people that I could think of would be, I don't know. What I'm trying to do here is make it fair and not make it, not overburden the system. But you need to understand, when someone says the Chicken McNuggets didn't get here on time, that is a trivial call, and it impacts an emergency situation. If I do, or an individual like me, that's a different story, because I am now waiting for some kid to shovel hot Chicken McNuggets into a bag that he should have done originally.
What about me? I'm a business owner. You see, the business isn't big enough.
It's not as big. I don't own a business, you do, but what you do is not as big as what I do, and I don't own anything. I work for someone.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Brandon in Nashville, Tennessee. Brandon, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Phil. How are you?
Fine.
I'm listening to the conversation that you're having, and like I said, I'm a police officer here in Nashville, and we have two numbers, but it's not for just ordinary citizens. It's for 911 is a life-threatening emergency number for life-threatening emergencies, obviously. And we get loud music calls and dog barking calls, and that's always routed to another non-emergency number. But for someone who thinks that they're entitled to special treatment for 911 because...
Let me ask the officer, what do you mean it gets routed to another number? What does that mean? So if I call 911 and I say there's a dog barking, you guys say, hang on, and you put me into another line?
No. You can call 911 for that. We have what we call a non-emergency number. I'm sorry?
You can call 911. You can call 911 for a barking dog in your city.
People do call 911 for all sorts of things.
Is it legal? Is it legal?
And it's advertised around here that
this guy said he's a cop.
Yeah, you're a police officer, right?
Yeah.
Did you say you're a cop?
Yeah.
You don't seem to know the law. I mean,
well, let the man explain.
All right. Well, if I'm sitting and I'm waiting for my breakfast and it comes out ice cold, and I've got to get to a flight that there are 300 jobs depend on me getting to another city. And the kid behind the counter, who's got a summer job, brings me my breakfast ice cold. Who do I talk to?
You talk
Where
to the
I
manager
go?
Of the restaurant. You don't
no,
call
no,
a police officer.
No.
What is a policeman going to do for you?
The minute you show up with that black and white, you're going to see some action. You know it as well as I do.
Well, you're thinking that the cop is just by his mere presence is going to get your breakfast faster.
I'm telling you, it's going to put more of a what do you guys call it? An urgency to it than if the kid's standing there.
What?
Yes. Then the kid's standing there.
If I could speak, what would happen if I showed up on that call? I would call. I would absolutely talk to the person who called me out there first. And explain to them, are you seriously calling 911 because your food is cold? I'm not going to demand you get behind the counter, fix you a cold or a hot meal. I mean, if you're an adult, if you're not getting the service that you deserve, you leave. And you go catch your flight.
Well,
you're not entitled
to, sir. All right, fine. So I don't get a good meal in me. I get to Denver, Colorado, and I fire 300 people because of low blood sugar? Is that what you're...
Well, but you can't honestly believe the police officer is going to regulate your blood sugar.
I'm not asking him to do that. I'm asking him to tell this kid, get the McNuggets into the bag.
Look, police officers...
He's not a restaurant manager either.
Who?
The police officer is not a restaurant manager.
They deal with a criminal nature. They don't deal with civil matters like cold food.
Guys, exactly, sir. What we're trying to change is exactly that. We're trying to make it so, officer, that you gentlemen can help people like me, a citizen who employs a lot of people. I've got a flight to catch, and I've got a kid standing there, a jack-in-the-box, who gave me I was supposed to get a sausage croissant, let's call it. And it doesn't look anything, it doesn't even look edible. So that you can help. And
all right, listen, we got to take a break. Thank you for your call, Brandon, 877-876-PHIL.
I wanted to explain him so that he can intercede and say to the kid, you got to make that better.
He's not a restaurant manager. He's a police officer.
I'm not asking to be a restaurant manager. I am asking him, though, to kick some ass. Excuse my language.
877-876-PHIL. We need another 911 line for people who are in business who need to get going to get the restaurant manager going.
The Phil Hendry Show.
What happened to me? I was on the air.
Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And tonight we're talking about these 911 calls that have become such a nuisance in certain municipalities, certain areas. 911 calls because the McNuggets didn't get there. 911 calls because people didn't get orange juice with their breakfast. 911 calls because a toilet is broken. And believe it or not, it happens. David G. Hall is on the line with us. We're discussing the option for people such as Mr. Hall and others who are in business, who have a pressing engagement to make a plane or to make a meeting. Is there a option, a 911 call they can make to make sure that the – and you're not – you say that you don't eat at McDonald's, David, but you do fast food breakfast?
I do a fast food breakfast. I like Jack in the Box, which is a chain here in California. I think they've got it around the country. I get what is called a sausage croissant that they have. And a couple of times I got that sausage croissant, and it was the cheese and the pork had slid out of the croissant, and I want it done again. I won't have it that way. I've got a plane to catch, or I'm picking up Jim Miles, you know him, or I'm picking up somebody else at the airport. We've got a meeting, and there could be 30, 40 people fired at this meeting. We've got a lot. This has been a bad recession, and so I need some breakfast. They give me this. I can't have that. I want to be able to have the option, and I'm sure there are others. You can imagine Bill Gates. I don't think he uses fast food, but let's say someone media management, somebody who works in Silicon Valley, someone who works for the government that is in charge of a lot of people. I go to a fast food place in the morning, and I want the croissant done the right way, and they don't. Now I'm sitting there waiting for them to do it, and what happens? Things don't get...
I'm hearing water.
Just try to step into a tub of water, Phil. I just got home, and I'm very, very tired. I want someone to do it right, and if I call a police officer, I'd like him to say to the proprietor, you know, you opened up a restaurant. I didn't. I'm a police officer called out here because you don't know how to make, you don't know how to put cheese between two buns and get some action that way.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Kentrell in Greensboro, North Carolina. Kentrell, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with David G. Hall.
Hi.
Hello.
I was just calling to say that, I mean, it really sounds like Mr. Hall thinks he's kind of better than everybody else. I think that you have to also understand that, you know, little people such as myself, that I work for a huge company. If I'm not there at work on time, if I'm 1 minute late, my company loses a couple $1,000s, and that's just 1 minute late. Does that mean that I get to call in and say, I need breakfast? Does that also mean that someone such as my father, he's on his feet for 12 hours in a day. If he falls out because he didn't get breakfast, then,
right,
you know, that's an insurance liability as well as a loss of production for the company and therefore loss of money.
It's a loss of production for the company if the owner is forced to go out of business. That means that you lose your job, your father loses his job. You see what I'm saying? So I think when an owner doesn't get enough to eat, there are 200 or 300 people, as opposed to your father, who is very valuable to you and to his family, but in the larger economic sense, he can wait for his cheese, or whatever it gets. Now, you know.
Well, the lady is making a point about health, you know.
I understand the lady's point. And I think everyone should get a good breakfast. But if I don't get a good breakfast, people get fired. by the dozen.
Are you telling me, David, I just want to be clear, are you telling me that because you're not getting a good breakfast, your blood sugar is low and you're going to be firing people?
I'm telling you that if you... Listen, I'm on the air with you right now taking a bath. That shows you what kind of a pressure-packed day I've got. And I'm sure that Cantrell understands, if I am in a bad mood because I didn't get enough to eat or they put the wrong bacon sandwich that I ordered and I got to fire 30 people, and one of them might be your dad. See what I'm saying? Is the lady there? I guess not, huh?
Cantrell, you there? We lost
yes,
her. Right. 877.
I'm here.
Oh.
Yes, I'm here. I was kind of listening.
Have I answered your question?
No, I don't think so. I mean, with all due respect, if you are in a bad mood because you don't get, you know, good breakfast, it sounds like you're a big baby. I mean, I'm not trying to be rude, but it really does sound like it. If I go into work and I'm rude to every customer that I have, you know, I deserve to get fired. It sounds like someone needs to grow up and, you know, leave their baggage at the door and get your job
done.
You're saying that I'm a baby.
Well, but if I don't have a good breakfast and I fire you and your dad, what does that mean? That means you don't have a job.
You would have a lawsuit on your hands, sir. It sounds like you have a bigger problem other than not having good breakfast.
Exactly. What are you going to sue them for? What are you going to fire them for?
The economy's bad.
I mean,
that's unlawful. Well, not if I'm in a bad mood.
If I'm doing my job properly, you have no grounds for firing me. Yes, I do.
If the company's losing money, yes, I do. If the company's losing money and we have to cut back, we got to cut back. And it may be if I had enough to eat, I would have saved your job.
Well, no, wait just a second. If you had enough to eat, you would have saved her job.
Yes, because of my blood sugar. Blood sugar is everything. Blood sugar regulates how your brain works. All right? And, trying to find some shampoo. I had some shampoo here. You see what I mean, Cantrell? So if my blood sugar is so low that I don't value you as a human being, is that your fault? No. Is it my fault? No. Is it Jack in the Box because they can't make a sausage croissant?
You can't keep your emotions together.
How do you keep your emotions together when you're not eating? You can't be smart enough to put a little cereal bar in your suitcase
so that you'll be okay just in case something happens. That's what the rest of us
have to do. A lot of people do that. A lot of people do that, David.
Well, you know what? What do you mean? A power bar? Have you ever eaten
one of those? A little.
Have you eaten?
It's so important that you can call the police.
It doesn't make me.
Because your breakfast is cold. God forbid I would do something of that sort, as important as I am to my company.
Because I said, I may show up having not had the McMuffin, and you're fired.
All right, Cynthia, we're going to move on, but thank you. Very good. Cantrell, excuse me. We're going to move on, but thank you. Very good call. 877-876-PHIL. I think what the lady is saying is...
I know what she's saying, Phil. I don't need you to interpret. She's saying that she's important to her company, and she is. She's saying her father's important to her company, and he is. I've never heard of a woman and her dad working together in the same company, and he's working on a factory shift 12 hours a day, and she's sitting in some executive suite. She might use her influence to get her father. And
she didn't say that her father worked in the same company.
I thought I heard her say that.
No.
Well, the point being, though, as much as I would love to be able to keep her employed and her father employed, because it's a tough economy and I've got to cut back, I got to fire people. If I don't have something to eat, guess who gets fired? Her. Pardon me.
8778. I don't know why you'd single her out.
Well, it's not. Why wouldn't I after the hard time she just gave me?
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Joseph in Phoenix. Joseph, you're on the Phil Henry Show with David G. Hall.
Hi, how you doing?
Yes, very good, sir. Thank you.
Hey, you ever heard the expression, a lack of planning on your part doesn't make it an emergency on mine?
Gentlemen, talking to me?
Yeah.
I'm a firefighter, and this guy's talking about business sense and how that the economy's tough and things like that. I'm hearing him say, can you hear me?
I can hear you very good, sir. Can you hear me?
Okay. Everything he's saying is that he has something, I'm a firefighter, I provide a service. he has something that is not emergent, he's going to take me away from and my ability to help other people in the area that may have a true emergency. But yet, we're looking at budget cuts and things all over the nation, too. Shouldn't we be able to come there and charge him more if he wants us to come and deal with something that's non-emergent for him? Why don't we break out your checkbook? What makes him so much more important than someone else? Let's say someone else makes as much money as he does, but they don't manage 200 or 300 people. Do they deserve that service, that fast pass?
I got to just... Can I ask your indulgence, Phil, and a gentleman's indulgence? I just got to run more water. Hold on for a second. What I would say to you, sir, is this. You're a firefighter, correct?
Yes.
As a firefighter, you don't have anything to do with the egg McMuffin. I'm talking about a cop coming down there. And like I said, and I think it's a term you can relate to, the firefighters are great. They have my support. Kick a little bit of ass. Let's get... You're out there, and you're saving lives. I'm out there, and I'm managing a company. We need our breakfast. We need whatever it is we need. You know, you may have breakfast at home. I don't. I get out of the house as fast as I can. And so I'm asking you... I'm not asking you anything. This guy's a firefighter.
Well, he's talking about being a part of the emergency response apparatus in society.
I would say that as long as he's a firefighter, I'm not bothering him. If he's a cop, I'm going to call him, yes.
Well, that's the point I'm trying to make, is these calls that he's talking about is not always filled at the police officer. Sometimes
right.
It comes to the firefighters, too. And that's, Phil, you made the statement for me that we are part of the emergency services. And it's no different than me being able to save someone's life or a police officer being able to save someone's life. You know, it's just, to me, I don't understand where this guy thinks that he has a special access.
I'm hopeful that we can do this, and we don't get a lot of pushback from the actual emergency responders themselves, because that would be...
These are not emergencies.
I understand that he doesn't feel it is, but once the law is passed, and I call up a Joseph, and I say, Joseph, you need to get down here, because, you know, the sausage croissant they made, maybe he doesn't want to do it, but he's got to do it.
Well, but for now he has an opinion as a firefighter.
As a firefighter, for now, yeah. But if I say I need you to come down here, and I don't know when I would ever call him, but that's what I would need. And right now, for instance, I'll tell you, I'm in a bathtub right now. I got home from work. I was dead tired. I needed a hot bath. If I turn that faucet on and there's no water, I want to be able to call Joseph and tell him to get to wherever they have the water and get it going.
So
fair enough.
What you're saying is, if you got home and you went to go take a bath and your water doesn't work in your home, that you should be able to call and even the fire department, we should come down and figure out why your water doesn't work in your home.
Because of the nature
of
the work that I do.
The whole concept behind what firefighters are for you know, saving lives and property damage. There's no property damage.
I understand,
here.
But I gotta. Your water's gotta be done.
So there's no property damage here. You're calling us. You're taking us away from our ability to respond to a true emergency at that point.
Well, but there's water being, but there's damage being done to me, and that's the point we're trying to make here.
All right. Well, listen. Thank you very much for your call, Joseph. There in Phoenix, a firefighter in Phoenix on the Phil Hendry Show. David G. Hall with us. I would ask by screener if you could get him to get out of the tub or whatever he's doing, because the water is... Okay, thanks, bud. 877-876-PHIL. We're going to be back here on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show with David G. Hall on the 911 calls. Should there be a separate line for business executives, business owners, people that manage large amounts of money, individuals like that, so they can call and, yes, have a plumbing problem or a no-food-at-McDonald's problem addressed by the police? Next hour, Art Griego on Captain Sully's new movie deal. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, man, this is great.
Ow, ow, ow. Hold on.
Phil Hendry.
What's up?
Ow. Hold on.
David G. Hall on the line with us here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL as we talk about 911 calls and should there be another line for people who are executives or in the upper levels of management who have planes to make or they have meetings to get to, and they do need a police officer's response at McDonald's. Are you all right, David?
I got the shampoo in my eye. Oh, that hurt.
Okay, you all right?
No, I'm not all right. I got shampoo in my eyes. I got this Johnson & Johnson No Tears. I guess it's for babies. I would like to say that I wouldn't get put this with any kid that I have because it almost blinded me.
Well, it's for babies. I don't know how much you're using. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Gary in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Gary, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with David G. Hall. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. I just have a comment.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Hall, I want to tell you, I was a 911 operator for 30 years. I've heard a lot of things. And I've heard
yes,
a lot
sir.
Of crazy things. But first of all, what you're talking about, calling the police department for a bad croissant or something like that, or your water going cold or something like that. First of all, their water departments for such things, their managers of these things, that is a strict abuse of the system. If you was to come to Winston-Salem and do something like that and argue with the police officer, you would probably be arrested for abuse of the system. And you should be.
Well, sir, I don't doubt that. Well, that's why we're looking to change the law so that finally these kinds of injustices can be corrected. If I get home from a week-long business trip where I've saved the jobs of some 30 people and all I want in this world is to step into a tub of warm water and it's ice cold, I want to be able to call you and you get, let's go, get some firemen or...
Well, what
is a
fireman
going to do? That's not a fireman's job, Mr. Hall. That's not an ambulance job. If you have a true medical emergency or a fire at your house, you call, we'll be glad to come. But to abuse the system like that for people who really might need it, I think it's very inconsiderate. And to be honest with you, it's very stupid.
No, it's not. Well, sir, it's not stupid because, as I said, I control the jobs of a great many people.
You don't control me at all, buddy. You don't
not you, but the people
all.
That, well, not yet, but if you, if, let's say they passed the law, and I called you and I said the water is ice cold, I did a
warm,
I'm trying to draw a warm bath, and you said no, I'd say, well, Gary, see ya, but let's just...
All right, hold on for a minute, Gary. First of all, David, you're talking a hypothetical, like this is a law. The chances of this getting passed, you got cold water and you call Gary, who is he supposed to send?
What we are proposing is that the fire department begin to train its people in these tasks of getting a water heater working so that
the job of the fire department is lives and people, just like the EMS is to save lives.
Right.
It's not to keep your water warm.
Well, sir, that isn't the job now, but what we're... and I understand, Phil, we've gotten a lot of calls from people tonight that are not in favor of this.
Well, there are a lot of people not in favor of it because what you're asking for is the 911 call, which is a life and death call, is now you want to be split between life and death and these other matters that are not life and death, but will be addressed if you make enough money or...
I didn't say if your job is important enough is what I'm saying.
Well, okay. So we go from every day just like that. If your blood sugar's low, so you need an ambulance to get your sugar checked. That would be another thing.
No,
but,
I don't
need just because you're sugar croissant or you're
I need a sandwich.
That's not a medical or a fire emergency.
Not right now, but if we pass the law, we will save a lot of jobs.
They won't pass the law.
Well, if I can tell you, Gary, if they do, I get something to eat. I don't fire 30 people, and I don't ask for your job. If I get something, if I don't get something, yeah, see, this is why you laugh, but...
Well, the notion that you need to get something to eat so 30 people will have their job saved... I think is what is a little stretches the bounds of credulity.
Well, you say what you want, but you said yourself that was a legitimate call when that guy said, I want something else, and they wouldn't give him his money back. They were going to make him get one of those lousy sundaes instead of just giving his money back so he could go down to Fuddruckers or Carvel and get something decent to eat.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Hey, Gary, thanks so much for your call. Let's go to Kim in Detroit. Kim, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes. Hello, Mr. Hendry. I'm Julia Show,
yes, ma'am.
By the way.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, I just want to say to this gentleman, Mr. Hall, frankly, you sound ridiculous. Okay? I mean, for one thing, the police, they have a job to do. And one of their jobs is not being your babysitter just because you whined and didn't get the food you wanted. It's like this. For example, I went to Subway the other day. They didn't have what I ordered, so I just got a replacement. You know, that's nothing to call the police about. I mean, come on, that's a joke.
What do I mean, ask? Hold on for a minute. Hold on for just a minute. Thomas, give me a towel, will you? Well, get me a towel. I don't want to walk around naked. I'm asking the gentleman to get me a towel. Well, listen, I would say...
David, if you can get out of the tub.
I was in the tub, yeah. Now I'm asking him to get a towel for me. Is something wrong with it?
No.
I would say to Kim this. Kim, if a doctor misses a life-saving surgery because his coffee is ice-cold at Burger King, Burger King doesn't have enough money to pay for the sorrow and the pain they have put a family through because they can't make a BK with fish that you'd want to serve to a cat. See what I'm saying?
Okay,
Kim, you understand, right? Kim?
Phil Hendry.
I guess she doesn't understand.